Today, Sean Lennon and Yoko Ono spoke to reporters at the Paley Center in Manhattan about a new coalition, Artists Against Fracking. So far, they have 180 members, including Robert De Niro, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Lenny Kaye, Mario Batali, Rufus Wainwright, Indigo Girls, Martha Stewart, David Geffen, and Lady Gaga. They are organizing efforts to tell Governor Cuomo, don't frack New York. WBAI's Linda Perry has the story.
Sean Lennon was staying at his family farm in Delaware County, bought by John Lennon and Yoko Ono before he was born. One day, gas companies showed up and called a town meeting. They tried to convince locals how great fracking was going to be for New York State. Lennon asked the Federal Fracking Regulation Committee about this and was told a pipeline is virtually never denied. This scares Lennon. He worries voices of people against hydrofracking, those who want to protect the air and water, might not be heard. So Lennon and his mom, Yoko, along with Mark Ruffalo, formed the Artists Against Fracking Coalition. Lennon says telling people hydraulic fracturing is a clean alternative to fossil fuels is part of a misinformation campaign. He says research from gas companies themselves show there's no way to insulate the aquifers or the air from the waste chemicals which come up after the fracking. And the pipes and cement casings are inherently flawed. There's no way to prevent leaks from the casings. Lennon says the gas companies prove this to themselves.
It's very much like the tobacco companies knowing and having done most of the research that tobacco caused cancer in the 50s, and then hiring PR firms like Hill & Knowlton to tell you that doctors recommend Camels or that smoking is fine. It's incredibly analogous in that the industry itself has done the research that shows that it's not safe, and yet they're the ones who are paying $80 million in a PR campaign to say that it is safe.
The audience at the Paley Center laughed when Lennon says the gas companies say the flammable water in Pennsylvania and elsewhere was not caused by fracking, but by naturally occurring flammable water.
It's really almost paranoid to imagine that all of these nice families and farmers would have a conspiracy and a magic trick to figure out how to light their tap water and fire in order to gain what? I don't know. The attention of the gas companies? I don't think that's what they want necessarily. Dick Cheney, who we know was under the employment, or at least being paid by Halliburton, he's the one who exempted fracking from the Clean Air and the Safe Drinking Water Act. So obviously, you know, when people like Mayor Bloomberg try to tell us that you can regulate fracking into being safe, if it's something that needs to be exempt from the Clean Air and Safe Drinking Water Act, then clearly it's inherently unsafe. We as New Yorkers obviously want technologies that can be passed through those kinds of acts, which are designed to protect our health and the safety of our environment. New York City has no plan for the disposable of the wastewater, and I don't know if any of you have seen bottles of this stuff, but it's really nasty. It's imbued with unpronounceable toxic chemicals and carcinogens. And the stuff that comes out of the ground, especially in New York, there's a lot of radioactive substances like radium and uranium. And New York State, in fact, has more radioactive materials in the ground, in the shale, than Texas does. So that's one of the reasons it's safer to get gas from Texas. It also has to do with the amount of time that the gas is piped from Texas allows the radiation to decay. So it's safer than getting it straight out of New York to Manhattan, for instance.
Lennon says what scientists have confirmed, that fracked gas is not climate friendly. It's not a solution for coal.
So don't be fooled. Also, this is not going to bring jobs to America and save our economy. This is another situation in which a small percentage, you've heard of the 1% of elite billionaires who are the major shareholders in these multinational companies, they're the ones who are going to profit, and then they reinvest their profits in further exploration. Once they've destroyed one community, they go to the next. It used to be just for third world countries, that kind of behavior, but now, lucky us, they're coming to New York City too.
And Lennon says many more people could be employed by renewable energy.
For example, we could insulate all the buildings in New York. We could paint the ceilings white, the roofs white, which would reflect the sunlight, and save energy. Those energy-saving costs would pay for themselves in terms of the employment of these people. And they would also be permanent energy-saving costs. It's not a temporary thing. You get gas out of the ground, you do it once, and it's over. It doesn't happen again. You burn it once, and it's gone. Renewable energy keeps on giving. It's a gift that keeps giving. And so, you know, it's, insulation is the same thing. It just it works forever. It's savings for the rest of the city's life.
Sean Lennon and Yoko Ono have asked Governor Cuomo to meet with them, with the Artists Against Fracking Coalition, and with New Yorkers Against Fracking.
So we really look forward to meeting with Governor Cuomo. We do believe that our city's elected officials are really smart. They have good intentions. They want to save the environment, and they're environmentally conscious. We just think that the subject of fracking has not been fully understood.
Natural gas is being sold as the transition to clean energy, to wean the nation off coal into gas.
And that's somehow going to lead towards clean energy. It's just that's patently false, again, because what you're doing, it's like trying to get an alcoholic to stop being an alcoholic by putting them on, you know, some other drug. You become addicted to one, you're addicted to one thing. An addiction to something else is not going to cure you. You have to stop and do something that's clean, and that's going to guarantee the future of our children and the next generation.
Sean Lennon speaking today at the Paley Center in New York City about why he and his mom Yoko started the Artists Against Fracking Coalition. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.